Welcome everyone to the meeting of the WBAI Local Station Board Local Finance Committee. And tonight we are going to do our usual stuff here, and I believe we have a quorum because I've just done an informal roll call and we have 11. The quorum is 10. Yeah. So, what we're going to do, the first thing we have to do, the first thing I guess I had better do is read this particular thing. While attendees at any WBAI meeting are not required to identify themselves, anyone who wants to become a member of the committee must sign the sign-in sheet at 3 consecutive committee meetings in order to become a member. It is the policy of the WBAI Local Station Board that for the Local Finance Committee that the sole criterion for establishing attendance at meetings to become a member of the Local Finance Committee shall be the signing in on the official sign-in sheet for that meeting. For those electronic meetings, it is sufficient for these electronic meetings. It is sufficient that the prospective member let the chair know their name and that they are present during the meeting. The PNB has passed a motion that, quote, only those affiliated for voting purposes with a particular local station and only that local station may serve as voting members of a committee on that local station board. Is there anybody here who's not a member who wants to start becoming a member? If so, please say your name. Okay, I hear none. The first thing we're going to do is we're going to adopt an agenda. Okay, the draft agenda was sent out earlier, well, in the wee hours of the morning. I move to adopt the following agenda. 1. Call to order 7 p.m. 2. Approval of agenda, 20 minutes. 3. Identify timekeeper, 2 minutes. 4. Excused absences, 5 minutes. 5. Election for committee secretary, 5 minutes. 6. Minutes approval, 10 minutes. 7. Treasurer's report, 15 minutes. 8. General Manager's Report on WBAI's Finances, 30 minutes. 9. Set next meeting date, 5 minutes. 10. New business, 11. Adjourn no later than 9:30 p.m. Okay, that's what's on the floor. Is there any debate or any amendments or anything to that agenda? Hearing none. Is there any objection to approving that agenda? Okay, it's approved without objection. And the first thing we do after that is identify the timekeeper, and Jeffrey Stern says he wants to do it. So, Jeffrey, are you able to hear us at this point in time? All right, he already said he'll do it, so we'll... He will be a little bit unable to do stuff for a couple of minutes, and then he'll be more with us. Okay, any objection to Jeffrey Stern being timekeeper? Hearing none, Jeffrey Stern's the timekeeper. Next, excused absences. I will check again, but there have been none. No requests. There have been no requests for an excused absence. There was a request for being late for the meeting, but there's no such thing. You can be late for the meeting, and it doesn't have a bad effect. So there's that, and I'll hit it yet again. And I see no messages asking for an excused absence. So there are no excused absences at this point in time. Pardon me as I'm choking to death in here. Okay, next we have election for committee secretary. And at the last meeting, we voted to have the election at this meeting here. And this is what we have to do every year. And, okay, 1 second. Pardon me. Does anybody want to nominate themselves to be the secretary of the committee for the next year?
Paul, it's Mario. Can you clarify what the job is?
Secretary? Usual. You know, the secretary should produce minutes and probably a few other little things like that.
Email people things and stuff.
Maybe. Mostly I do the emailing, but, you know, we'll see. Anyway, does anybody want to not...
Email the minutes so that they will be reviewed in advance so they can be approved. That's basically... Our Paul is very good about doing the scheduling and doing the notifications of the minutes, which is could be part of the secretary's job, but our Paul does a great job at it. And so therefore, it's not as demanding a job as the LSB secretary job.
Okay.
Does the secretary also email? Yeah.
Well, everybody, does anybody want to nominate themselves for secretary? This is an election. Anybody want to nominate themselves to be secretary?
Well, I actually think I can continue doing it. I don't have that much else to do. Even though LSB secretary now, sometimes if I'm online doing something for LSB, it's just as easy to do it for this committee, too. So I don't mind continuing.
Okay.
Unless there's somebody else who's just absolutely dying to do the job.
Okay, so you're nominated. Is there anybody else who wants to nominate themselves to be secretary of the committee? Hearing none, I move to close nominations. And...
Who is inquiring about the duties of the secretary? Is that person interested?
Yeah, okay.
It's Mario.
Let me just get things
Mario.
In there. All right, so...
You want to do it?
Kay, please let me run the meeting.
Okay, sorry.
All right.
Sorry.
Hearing no others, I move to close nominations at this time. Is there any objection to that? Hearing none. Nominations are closed. Okay. Whereas M.K. Williams is the only nominee, is there any objection to K. Williams continuing as secretary? Hearing none, M.K. Williams is reelected by acclaim. Yay! All right.
Can I have M.K. Williams' email?
Well, if she wants to, she can give it to you, but you can also write to the committee's mailing list. All right.
What's that?
Oh, God.
Are you
all right.
on the...
Hold on a minute. Hold, everybody hold on a second here. Let me make a note here. Let's see.
There's still no stream.
No stream. All right. I have written to Otis already, so that's all I can do at this point in time.
Thank you.
God, I'm having to type with one finger. All right. The next thing on the agenda is minutes approval. So we're going to that.
Excuse me.
Who is this,
Paul.
Mario again?
Well, no, I didn't get the email, the committee email.
Mario, I move that the minutes be approved, Paul.
Say again, what?
All right, no problem.
The minutes be approved.
I can ask the question.
No,
all right, hold on a second. M.K. Williams, would you like to tell us what minutes you want to present?
Well, I sent the minutes for January 4th on January 5th, so you got that one in plenty of time. So you can certainly approve those minutes. The recording Actually, they could still be going on, but they have to be downloaded by Otis and then uploaded again to KPFTX. He only got the November 30th meeting archived on Monday, and then I listened to it and did the minutes yesterday. So that one I just sent last night, and if people haven't like been able to review it, I understand you might not want to approve those minutes yet.
Well, okay.
They were.
I'm asking you.
They were done based on us.
You need to make a motion right now to approve. What minutes do you want us to approve?
All right. The minutes available to be approved are January 4th, and November 30th, 2022, and January 4th, 2023. And I would like all of those minutes approved.
Okay. So you have. The motion is to approve the January 4th, 2023, and November 30th, 2022 minutes. And so we can debate this, and I have a bit of debate on some of this. The November 30th minutes, you have everything in 24-hour time, which I don't object to, but other people get confused by. But also, you have... down at the in for the agenda, it says adjourn no later than 20:30 p.m. ET. Well, no, it's that would be 21:30 or 9:30 p.m. By the way, if you're using 24-hour time, you don't use p.m. or a.m. So I don't know. Now the rest of this goes on also in 24-hour time. So I don't know. You might want to make that, you know, ordinary time that people can deal with. On November
30th. The reason is, 30, you know,
okay.
When I'm doing it from a recording, all I have is the start time, which was 7, and then how many minutes into the meeting we are. I don't, unlike when I'm doing it now, I can look at my computer and see exactly what time it is. But when I'm doing it from a recording, then I can only see, like, it was 5 minutes into the meeting, so it's 7:05,
okay.
You know.
If
but
you want,
I can go back and change all that.
Okay, yeah,
it's
a simple thing.
12-hour time.
On the other hand, the number 10 in the agenda would be 21:30 or 9:30, not 20:30, okay?
You're right. That's absolutely true.
Okay, so that's... Okay. Is there anybody else who has anything for the minutes? Any questions? Any debate about it? Any other stuff about it? Anything
yes.
more on the minutes?
Yes, Mario.
Mario, go ahead.
All right, thank you. That's why I want the committee email and MK Williams' email, because I didn't get it. It's okay. I'll pass on.
Okay, let me read it to you. Okay,
this is different than your personal email.
Yeah, okay, it is. Okay, all one word. Let me copy this out so I can actually see it and put it in something that is, you know, bigger than it is here. All one word, WBAILSB Finance Committee. That's all one word. At
Finance
Google.
What? Finance.
All right. Committee.
Committee.
WBAILSB Finance Committee at googlegroups.com. Google Groups is one word. Okay? So the whole email is WBAILSB Finance Committee at googlegroups.com. All right?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Is Mario on that list now that
I don't think so.
Again?
Okay. I'm not going to stop in the middle of the meeting and look him up. I can look
right.
him up after
okay.
this.
Okay.
So,
and then how can
okay.
I get Ms. Williams' email?
If she wants to give it to you, she may. If she doesn't, she doesn't have to.
No, I mean over the air here, no. Maybe she could get it from you?
Well, almost everybody on this list already has it. I don't, you know, it's the public email I use for almost everything.
All right, so what is that?
Email, but all right, Kath, that's all one, all run together, small letters, KathRineWill at earthlink.net. Catherine Will at earthlink.net.
That went a little quick. And, what was it?
Okay.
A-A-T-A.
No, K is in
K. Okay.
A.
A.
T. T. H. E.
C. T. C. T. H.
Catherine. Do you know the name?
Oh, Catherine.
That's spelled E-R-I-N-E at the end. Catherine Will, W-I-L-L, all run together, small letters, at earthlink, E-A-R-T-H-L-I-N-K .net.
Catherine with a K, Will, W-I-L-L, at earthlink.net.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
I handled all that. Is there...
And
is
when
there
you
any...
email me, I'll have your email and I'll send you the minutes.
Thank you.
Is there any debate or anything on the motion, which is to approve the January 4th, 2023 and November 30th, 2022 minutes? Hearing none, is there any objection to approving, passing the motion to approve those minutes? As the 11:30 ones as corrected. Hearing none, it's passed without objection. And the next thing we have is a treasurer's report. One second, please. Who's asking for something?
Jeffrey, I
got two people talking.
Okay.
Jeffrey, was that you?
Yes, I'm just telling you now, I'm going to put myself on mute, but I'll be able to do my timekeeping job, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Jeffrey's on mute. Okay. Was somebody else with somebody?
Yes, I was Jack.
Okay, Jack.
Just a question. Kay, when did you send the January minutes?
I sent it on January 4th. I'll resend it if you like.
No. I'll go back and look. I'm sorry. Thank you, sir.
I did that one right away. That's why I say I was doing the LSB minutes, and I just breezed through that other one, too.
It's good practice, Kay, but I didn't look at it when you sent it because it was just the day after.
Okay. Let's move along, folks. All right. Next thing is... the treasurer's report, and I'll give that. Okay, here it is. All right. At the January 10th, 2023 NFC meeting, the executive director said that she'd sent out financials, but they need reviewing, so we'll be getting those at some point. The executive director told the NFC that the biggest concern as far as specific as finances were the past due payments for health insurance, general liability insurance, and directors and officers insurance. She said that Pacifica had gotten a letter of credit from FJC. FJC is the company that has lent Pacifica money to satisfy the Empire State Building issue. She's gotten a letter of credit from the FJC, which is the same size as the amount of money we've already paid them on the loan. She said that FJC is glad that Pacifica has a plan, so they're letting us offset some bills. She said that the total amount of money in the letter of credit was around $300,000, and that as of January 10th, there was still about $218,000 left that could be used to pay some outstanding bills. She said it would be in an escrow account and Pacifica will send check requests and invoices to Pacifica's general counsel, Arthur Schwartz, who will manage the letter of credit. She was hoping to get caught up with some other bills soon after that particular NFC meeting. She said that the stations and other divisions still need to pay their health insurance to the national office. She said that the interest payment is about $57,000 that was due to FJC on December 31st, and that has been paid with using the letter of credit. So we've used credit to pay the interest on a loan, okay? And you can do that. The national business manager has said that she thought that we were finally getting Great Plains, the situation with Great Plains rectified. Great Plains is the software that Pacifica uses for accounting. She said it's working, but people were still having to work on it. At this January 10th meeting, the NFC took up consideration of the WBAI draft FY23 budget proposal. About an hour and a half before this meeting, the WBAI general manager sent the NFC a draft budget that he had modified again to show projected revenue from Broadway ticket sales, PSAs, and community events. The draft FY23 budget projects a bottom line deficit of about $144,000 for FY23. The general manager is projecting enough additional revenue from the ticket sales, PSAs, and community events to make the deficit much smaller, or maybe even have WBAI end FY23 in the black. There is another bottom line. It's $170,000, but that includes various capital improvements and things that are not realistic, and we're not gonna spend thousands of dollars building up 388 Atlantic Avenue. So dropping that out, the bottom line of the WBAI FY23 budget is $144,000 as of this point. At the January 24th National Finance Committee meeting, the executive director said that she wanted to start working on the FY24 draft budgets soon, with the idea to present them to the NFC by August or September. She was also looking forward to getting an income statement done for the first quarter of FY23. The NFC took up the draft WBAI FY23 budget again. The issue of consultants who are de facto employees was discussed. Some NFC members were not pleased that the station plans to spend so much money on them. There was a suggestion that the general manager consider writing a balanced budget. NFC members were not pleased with the budget being in a deficit budget, and they also wanted central services fees paid, for real. Some members asked for a plan for the future, and the executive director agreed that that would be good. Two members said that they would vote against sending WBAI's draft FY23 budget to the PNB without changes. And the National Finance Committee did not vote on this budget. And the letter of credit is really something helpful in the short term. There are all these bills, and basically we're borrowing money again to pay the bills, but it's better than having everything fall apart and having vendors shut us off and stuff like that. So it's, you know, Pacifica is not in great shape, but Pacifica is, galumphing along here. And if the problems with the Great Plains software are really fixed, that will allow the executive director and national business manager to keep much closer track of Pacifica's finances. And what's troubling is that there are people seriously pushing to sell either KPFK's signal or WBAI's signal. If it comes down to it, I think that some people would opt to sell WBAI's signal because its sale would garner more money and because WBAI is not on the West Coast. So this may be the big fight of 2023 for all of us. The next National Finance Committee meeting is scheduled for Tuesday, February 14th, 2023 at 8:30 p.m. That meeting will be held in teleconference. And that is the Treasurer's Report, and right here, and I need to do a couple of things and ask, I'm going through attendance again, is Matt Mazza here? Is Carolyn McIntyre here? Is Allie Murphy here? Bertold Reimer's here.
Yeah.
Okay, Bertold's here. Is Serene Roberts here? Is Neil Voss here? Is Michael D.D. White here?
I'm here, yeah.
Oh, Michael D.D. White is here. All right. Thank you. I'll ask for people again later on. And right now, right now, I will also do this other thing that we have to do. While attendees at any WBAI meeting are not required to identify themselves, anyone who wants to become a member of the committee must sign the sign-in sheet at 3 consecutive committee meetings in order to become a member. It is the policy of the WBAI LSB that for the local finance committee, that the sole criterion for establishing attendance at meetings to become a member of the local finance committee shall be the signing in on the official sign-in sheet for that meeting. For these electronic meetings, it is sufficient that the prospective member let the chair know their name and that they are present during the meeting. The PNB has passed a motion that, quote, only those affiliated for voting purposes with a particular local station and only that local station may serve as voting members of a committee of that local station board. So I am asking, is there anybody here who's not a member who wants to become a member? If you are here and you want to become a member, please tell me your name right now. Okay, I'm not hearing any names. So are there any questions on the treasurer's report?
This is Matt. I'm here.
Oh, Matt is here.
Paul, I didn't know what time you started, okay? Was it 7:30? I'm sorry.
What, this particular item?
Yeah.
It was
item
7:17.
I have the treasurer's report starting at 7:36.
Okay.
Oh,
I'm going. Okay. I'll call you. I'll call you at 7:51. Okay.
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 All right. Are there any questions or anything on the treasurer's report?
Mario, take this back.
Mario, go ahead, Mario.
FJC, what does that stand for?
Oh, I forget.
All right. But that's the company.
Federation
or
of Jewish something or other.
But that's a nonprofit?
Yes.
And then they gave us the loan, the whole Empire State Building rent.
Yes.
Thing. The total loan was what, 2 point something million or?
About 3 million or so.
3 million.
Or
and
so.
We're still paying them off. Okay.
Yeah. Okay?
Yep.
All right. Anybody else have a question or anything else?
This is Jack.
Jack DePalma, go ahead.
Yeah, you want to just make a comment, what you made the comment? Why would a West Coast station want to sell an East Coast station more likely than a West Coast station?
Because they're on the West Coast. They don't want to sell themselves.
No, I understand. But
I believe part of it is that, KPFA, you know, they don't want to sell themselves. They want to sell everybody else. And they're doing better than the other stations. Not great, but better than the other stations. KPFK, the argument is they have a powerful signal west of the Mississippi, the most powerful signal west of the Mississippi. And, oh, you can't sell them. So those are the things that we'd be looking at. Also, there are people who hate New York City and hate BAI, so of course they'd prefer to sell BAI. All right, any other questions?
That's it, Paul. Thank you.
Okay, anybody other than Mario want to ask a question at this time?
Paul.
All right, Mario. Who's this?
This is Berto.
You want a question?
Wow. Yes. Well,
go ahead,
Bertold. The whole sale of the building at KPFK has died out. It's gone.
What?
The sale of the they were talking about selling the building in LA, so that's no longer a talk.
Really?
I'm asking you because I didn't hear that mentioned.
I hadn't heard about that. So, okay, well, that's new information. Where'd you hear that from?
No. My question is, is that table, or is it still being considered?
You're asking a question. As far as I know, it is still in train, and the sale of that building, they have brokers and things, and they're, you know, doing real estate junk and other financial stuff, and as far as I know, that is going to be sold. Unless, I mean, they haven't said we're definitely selling it. They haven't moved, we'll sell it. But all the preparation to sell it, all of the research and the brokers and all of that, that's happening, that's going forward, and it sure looks like they're going to sell that building. Although there are people out there who are adamantly against that, some of whom want WBAI's license sold, as opposed to the ones who don't want BAI's license renewed at all, and they want the BAI's license sold so they can keep their building. So that's what's going on. All right. That closing up.
Following up. Yeah, quick follow-up on that. I had mentioned at one of those meetings, why don't they kind of get a company to lease or take part of the building and renovate it and then have a big chunk of it and then just take a small piece of the building. And they said they were looking into that also. Are they looking into that still seriously instead of selling the building, you know, to...
I think everything's on the table right now. They're looking at all sorts of stuff. Again, I don't speak to the executive director. I mostly get my information from the National Finance Committee meetings. As far as I know, the whole building thing is still going forward, and they've been talking about probably selling it and having an agreement with the buyer that KPFK would be able to rent space in the building for a year, 2 years, something like that. Okay.
Paul, may I add a bit of information there, James?
Okay, James Sagarin, go ahead.
Yes, specifically in response to Bertold's question about renting part of the building, that has been suggested, and the response on that has been that it would be expensive to bring the building up to code so that it could be rented, and given our current financial situation, that expense would be prohibitive at this time. So at least that's what we're being told. I don't think it's a realistic option in the eyes of management, senior management, to go that route. I think they're just looking to sell it outright with the lease back option.
Paul's Mario.
Okay, let's see. All right, is there anybody who has not already spoken who wants to ask a question or something?
I have a question.
Who's this?
I'm just anonymous.
Okay, anonymous. Go ahead.
Thank you so much, guys. You're all awesome. I love WBAI. I'm visually impaired, so I love listening, learning tons of stuff by listening to the station. And I just was wondering when the doorbell is getting fixed.
I have no idea. I have not been to WBAI in almost 3 years at this point, so I have no idea what's going on with the doorbell or anything else.
Does anybody else know?
I should know. What's the question exactly?
When is the doorbell getting fixed?
The doorbell. I'm not sure.
Okay.
We know that there's a code downstairs. That's how most people function. And then once you get upstairs, you have to knock on the door, or usually 80% of the time it's open. And Linda is there at least 3 or 4 days a week. So it's Matt.
Well, The reason is because more listeners equals more money. So And I'm also very protective of the station, so I don't want people to have the code who are strangers and just volunteers, but I do want volunteers to eventually, sooner than later, be able to come there and pick up promo materials to do flyering and tabling. Thank you.
Well, I don't think that was quite in response to the treasurer's report, nor part of what the committee does. Anybody else have any actual questions or anything for the treasurer's report? Anybody who hasn't spoken yet?
Time
is called. All right. If anybody wants to, say anything, they're going to have to make a motion to extend the time for this item. Is there any such motion forthcoming?
Well, I'd like to make a motion for 3 minutes.
Okay.
Who is that?
Mario.
Okay. I don't know your voice. But...
Okay, the motion is to extend the time to this item by 3 minutes. Is there any objection to that? Hearing none, it's passed. Mr. Timekeeper, I have 1954.
Get some rice and lentils.
Okay. Mario, go ahead.
Thank you, Arpool.
Some dollars and some rice.
Okay, hold on. Yeah. Somebody else is saying something. What is this? All right. Mario, go ahead.
You said in the report they want to sell the signal, and then I have another question after that. What is that's different than a signal swap? So if they sell the signal, does that mean we have to look for another spot on the dial?
All right. Selling is selling outright. Means we don't have it anymore. So if BAI signal is sold, that's it. We're not on the radio.
Okay,
I suppose we could try. Okay, Mario, let me finish.
All right.
I suppose we could look around and see if we could buy another radio license, but that's probably going to be dicey as all hell. So I don't know what would happen. I mean, basically, selling a signal means you sell it as you would sell anything else. A signal swap would mean another station, another broadcast entity that's on the radio that already has a station and a signal would want to swap ours with theirs. So they would get 99.5 FM and we'd probably get something really crappy in exchange, and there would be money involved, of course. Those are the two things, all right?
Second question is, now, to signals sell or swap, that would require the national vote of all the members, right? And then the paid and unpaid staff as well.
In my opinion, yes.
Okay, that's a national vote again. And one last thing. If you want to lease out some time in the overnight on WBAI, that's strictly WBAI's programming. They don't need a national approval for that.
They would need that. Pacifica to agree to that.
Pacifica.
It's
okay.
Pacifica's license.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right. Okay, and I think... Who is this?
James.
Be very fast. I think you have like seconds left. Go ahead.
All right, I just want to say that there's an alternative interpretation of whether or not selling an individual signal amounts to what the bylaws say is a substantially all of Pacifica's assets, which would require a vote of the members. But selling buildings and maybe swapping signals would not amount to all or substantially all of their assets. So I would lean more towards saying it's in the bylaws do not require a vote on that, but that is a disputed point.
Oh, interesting.
All right, so, Mr. 54, it's 57. I think our time is up on this. Unless somebody wants to extend again, we're going to go to the next item. Hearing nobody's...
Time is up.
Okay, time is up. Unless somebody makes a motion to extend, we're going on. Hearing no motion, we're going on to the general manager's report on WBAI's finances. Bertold, you have the floor.
Well, the report is going to be very short. Nothing has changed. Nothing has gotten worse. Nothing has gotten better. We still owe 3 months of at Four Times Square. I just paid them. The way it works is I make sure I paid them at least by the 31st, the 31st of the month. So that once the first of the next month comes with a new bill, we still are 3 months behind. We're trying to cut some expenses that has not been possible. We're expecting checks from the Australian Department of Health any moment now. They ask us for accounts, and also Department of Transportation. They have also given us some more PSAs that are going to definitely help us with some cash. However, the bad news is that fundraising is dropping. We don't have any premiums. We're doing the same things over and over again. I keep saying that there's no real big trick or magic to it. New premiums, good premiums, or whatever premiums are supposed to the listeners deem to be good, make money. No premium, no money. And that's where we're at. So increasing money from PSAs and things of that sort, reaching out, we might make some money. That should be extra money. But if we don't jack up on getting premiums, we will probably just, you know, keep waiting the same amount of money.
Small fee? Chai? Yeah.
Somebody, can you guys go on mute? We will always raise the same amount of money, because when I take my efforts from fundraising and focus on PSAs or discretionary funds, there's not enough time and energy to put, or focus to put on fundraising and premium, which should be the job of everybody. I'm talking to Christine Blas there, who had taken a hiatus from Pacifica because KPFK owed her money. I think they're paying her slowly. And I'm talking to her right now to bring her back in the fray to pitch. Tony Bates is the same thing. And, you know, he was kind of slowing down. He's like all excited this past week and trying to figure out to get a few premiums going on. And we're making some, you know, Gary Nold is helping us, but we're not. Want me to move?
No, I am.
No.
Can you back up just a little bit so I can see you there?
I think there's something else going on here. Well, everybody who's not Bertold, please mute. All right, Bertold, are you done?
Yes, I'm basically done. Yes, we did apply for discretionary fund. And we will see where that goes. Now is the hard job of reaching out to the city council members convincing them that WBI is a good thing to invest in. Just gathering basically a list of all the city council members that have done shows at BAI. I know all the ones from Jeff Simmons, you know, City Watch and Driving Forces. Arthur Schwartz gave me a few names, not a lot. And then I asked Max Politics to give me a list so that we can reach out to them and then point out to them that the value of BAI and so on. So my goal was $75,000 in the discretionary fund. That's what I put in the application. And then we're going forward. That's opening a new vein of other things. You know, we had to fill out something called a passport that gives you access to some other stuff. So that's where we are, and we have to really exploit that. But it's not going to be easy. It's a lot of work. It's looking at a lot of grants or requests, you know, who can fill them out. I'm hoping that the executive director can step in. So far, I've really been doing this all by myself, and we'll see where we go from here. Concerning the budget, since I've been two members on the National Finance Committee who are from the very beginning not really interested in passing the WBI budget, and I told them that I felt that they needed to at least reach out to me to tell me why they didn't approve of the budget, or what were the specific points they wanted me to touch upon. I had given them like 2 weeks to reach me, to call me, to email me, private cell phone, and I didn't receive anything. But still, they came at me fast and furious at the second meeting, and I think I responded very clearly to all the questions and issues they had, including the consultants, you know, booked out the consultants, and then where they were. I've broken that down for you guys also, so you should know what the consultants are and where that stands. And concerning the thing that Paul talked about, improvements and stuff like that, well, Grayson is asking me what's the budget for building the second studio that he's trying to build right now. And I told him none. But it would have been nice, you know, if everybody could get together and support that effort, you know, separately from WBI, from the air, from our coffers. I'm done.
Okay. Okay. Everybody, hold on a minute. Let me go first. Okay. You said your goal with the city council discretionary funds was to get $5,000?
$75,000.
Okay. That makes more sense. Okay. All right. So who else? Let's get a stack together. Who wants to ask a question?
James.
Yeah, welcome to stack.
Mario.
Okay, before Mario, there was a name. Who was that?
James.
Daryl for the staff.
Okay, I have James Sagerton, Daryl McPherson. Mario wants to be on, but before Mario, there was somebody else. Who was that? Hearing none, I guess it's Mario. Okay, so what I have now is a stack of James Sagerton, Daryl McPherson, Mario Mastrandrea. Anybody else want to be in the stack to ask a question of the general manager? Hearing none, we'll go with those three. James Sagerton, go ahead.
Thank you, Chair. Bertold, R. Paul made what I thought was a positive statement in his report that we have, or that there was discussion of employees who are listed as consultants who should be listed as employees or regular employees. And my understanding of that is a little different in that most of our consultants, there's no question about, but that there may be some of them who are walking a fine line between being employees and being consultants. And it depends on, of course, the definition of what a consultant is. And consultants are people who don't set their own hours, or who rather do set their own hours. They complete projects in their own time. They set their own work conditions and that sort of thing. They don't necessarily come into the office to do their work. So I just would like you to expound a little bit on this line between consultant and actual employee. And where are consultants fit in that?
I will try to answer that to the best of my knowledge and ability, but I want to be clear that I am not an expert, and I've been dealing with that issue for probably 10 years. And then R. Paul Martin also has, to his credit, has pointed this out. Follow? Has been pointing out this issue for
the past 10 years, and we've been going back and forth trying to figure out what is legal, what is not legal, what is acceptable. My understanding was always that a consultant is, after COVID, now this whole thing gets blown up. Like, I mean, I just basically don't go to the station that much, so twice a week, maybe once a week, but I do probably more work at home and in my car or wherever than if I was at the station. Our webmaster never comes to the station. He came to the station twice, to see Andrew Cass once and then another time, and he does his work from his home. He has other clients, and sometimes we call him. He's busy. He's there with other clients. That is clearly a consultant. Do you have other, so people cleaning the office? You know, like, that's like a temporary, that's somebody who comes and does a job, cleans the office and leaves. You know, you could hire a company, a cleaning company, so that's kind of just a consultant. But there are other things that are a little more problematic. Like, for example, if you have someone who is responsible for managing a show or managing a booking and stuff like that for a producer, so the producer does a show 4 or 5 days a week, and those people are responsible for managing that. Even though they're not at the station, they are not really on the clock. They have a specific duty they're doing. And they have a specific job that they're doing. And that's a little dicey. You know, I don't know if Opal wants to comment on that. That's basically what we have. But we have the people who are doing the pitching. You know, I mean, I don't want to say names, but these are professionals. Yeah, these are professionals. Professional people that actually come and raise money for us. You know, the return on investment is pretty high. We pay them for a product. The product is the fund drive pitch, the 1 hour pitch that they put together, you know, to raise money for us. They're not on the clock. They probably are not putting in a huge amount of hours, like they have to do a 9-to-5 or whatever. You know, so when you have a situation like that, you ask yourself, well, you know, is that a consultant? I personally feel that that's clearly not a consultant. You know, so it's dicey. We have a constant contact person, you know, who it depends on what they're doing. I mean, that person is doing definitely sending out our newsletter on a regular basis, sending our weekly dispatch, and then if there are any little things that need to be done, a campaign, we might pay them a little more, a little less. It's always a lot less than what they do to manage and send out another campaign about the buddy or whatever. So there are people who have skill, and they are doing specific things for us. As a matter of fact, I know that some of this is a consultant because when we had no money and there was a little pressure from the national office, I had to make a decision. And I said, you know what? We're not going to send out the newsletter this month. And it was a disaster because I got a lot of email, you know, and back and forth. But this is, I can make that decision. We're building audience. You know, we have 45,000-50,000 people who are regularly, you know, receiving these things, and they're not removing themselves from our email list. You know, we do get a little money coming from cash coming in from those people, you know. So the idea is that these people, you know, are somewhat consultant, you know, and you know, we could not afford to get all these tasks done. by regular 9-to-5 employees. And then we have to evolve and figure out how we get people to do small chunks of tasks, and so that and then not be bound to have them do it on a regular basis. Like if we're in a bind, we have a situation, you know, we have to be able to be flexible and you know. And they like that. They are also independent. So I mean, that's my very, very long, complicated answer. And I'd like you, James, to comment on it. Also R. Paul, because R. Paul, you know, has looked into this stuff, has brought it up as an issue, to see if we can solve it or how, you know, or to have closure on it. And, you know, no one ever comes from the national office or wherever to be definitive about what is what or what is which. I even spoken to the HR of NEDA, and she was looking into it at one point, and I don't know what happened.
R. Paul, quick follow-up, please.
Go ahead.
Thank you. Yeah, first of all, in all the years that this question has been raised, sometimes in public meetings, oftentimes in public meetings, has anybody from any government agency that would be regulating this, like tax agencies or wage and hour departments, or has anybody ever questioned our description of consultants? Have our taxes ever been rejected because of this, or has there ever been any negative consequence of the way that we are classifying our consultants and our employees?
Not as of yet. I mean, as a matter of fact, some of that, one of the consultant positions evolved out of, dealing with the union back 10 years ago. And that was about, board apps replacement. You know, board apps is a union position. And then we need board apps to cover the air. Right. We need board apps to cover the air. And, so if you need, we have about $17,000 a year of board apps coverage. When board apps go in sick, they take vacation, take their time off, or they don't show up, you know, whatever, we have board apps that come in and cover these hours. The first thing is always to ask the other board apps to cover the ones that are in the union that are working. But I can tell you that, you know, I beg them to cover. Like they feel that they've been already overworked, you know, because they don't only work their regular shift. They always stay a little longer. So their day is always a little longer. They stay around, you know, linger, fix a few things, they get sucked in stuff, and then they volunteer some extra time. So when it comes to asking them to do overtime, even to get paid, it's like, you know, fighting. It's a fight. It's begging. You know, I mean, only on board app I get to help a little bit. Sometimes paid board app is the board app from the weekend, because, you know, he has a part time. But so because of that, we have people on standby who have that skill, who can come and cover the shift when we have vacation. So we know we have, like, we piecemeal it. We have one person cover one day, and the next day of that person's vacation is covered by someone else. And so that was something that dealt with the union on that, and then it turned out to be all right. You know, the key point was that always ask the board apps, you know, to cover the time first, and then if they can't, then, you know, we just go and get someone else to cover it.
Okay, since the general manager asked me, I will make a very short comment, and it is that if the government sees any of this, they move on it. So you don't want to. You know that the government hasn't noticed it yet, because we haven't had a crisis on it yet. When they see it, they move on it, and there are some valid, perfectly valid consultants at BAI. There are others whom I think are absolutely de facto employees. And if the government comes in and says, oh, there's this, they aren't just going to say, you can't do that. They're going to say, oh, how long has this been going on? And they're going to look back years. And they're going to say, oh, you've been in violation for 7 years or more. And then they will start doing whatever they are going to do, usually involving fines and requirements that you change your ways. And so, yeah, I mean, I'm not going to get into specifics or anything, but from what I see, there are definitely some issues with people being carried as consultants who are de facto employees. Okay. Anybody? Let's remember we have other people on the stack, so why don't we – do you say, what do you got to say, Berthold? Go ahead.
Yeah. Who do you think would be the best?
I'm not giving an example.
No, no. Place in the network to evaluate that situation and then come up with a resolution and things. Because I mean, we've been going at, you know, back and forth on this for like 10 years. You know, like
executive director.
National office.
Executive director. In my opinion, the executive director is the one who really needs to deal with this, because Pacifica will end up having to pay a fine, whether it's BAI paying it or Pacifica itself paying it. Pacifica ends up paying it, so I think the executive director is the one to talk to. Okay, the next person is Daryl McPherson. Daryl, go ahead.
May I call you Berthold? Berthold. Hello.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Daryl, go ahead.
Hi, how are you? Excellent. What is the minimum budget necessary in order to run the station without everybody being totally stressed out? Would you say $2 million would do it?
2.7 million will be comfortable.
Excellent. Okay, when reaching out to the council person, well, first of all, do you suggest us to reach out to our individual council people? And if we do, would you be able to share language with us to request the funds for BAI?
Say that again, or I wasn't clear.
Yes, in reaching out to your individual council person, what language would be best to request the funds for WBAI? Can you stick that someplace or email it out to some folks so that we can do that?
That is always something that is problematic because, let me be blunt, there are some nuts at Pacifica and BAI that you do not want near your council members. There are people who are highly qualified who would do the job 10 times better than me. How do you parse those out? All I know is that we had a very professional package and presentation that Andrea Katz, the Prisons Development Director, and I did. And then we went and walked and walked into the offices of these people. And then it was a good cop, bad cop talk and getting their number and contact and following up hard. We got Jumani Williams and all that stuff, money. So that is a challenge. And so of course the answer is always, well, you know, you claim we need help, you need a volunteer, but you don't really look like you act, you're not looking like you're acting like you need help or you want help, you know? And so it's a delicate balance. But yes, I can find those things that we presented, email we sent, mail we sent, packages we had, and the languages that we have, you know, that we use to reach out to them. I do believe the best thing is to actually set up an appointment with them, which is difficult because they have a lot of people who protect them. and then go in and meet them face to face. They'll give you like 30 minutes max, and then to make your case.
So it is all right to reach out to the individual counsel person?
Yes. I have a list that I created a while back. And
right.
And the list, and that list, by the way, is matched against producers to see which producer interviewed them on WBI, and then try to see, for example, if Jeff Simmons, Max, Ben Max, Arthur Schwartz, and all of those 5 o'clock people shows in general, mostly, might be best suited to reach out to those council members that they have interviewed, and they somewhat know and somewhat know of them. And then that's the idea right now. I'm working with Arthur Schwartz to see if we can craft the letter and then just put the name of the producers who met with those people in the letter with the contact, and then give them a few names to call each. So that would be the most effective way. I think that would be a lot more effective than me even calling them. It would be the producers who had them on the radio more than once sometimes. So that's the general idea. But I am not adverse to having three or four designated listeners or a small listener group of professionals making those phone calls, with all the information that we have gathered on those people at WBI. I mean, we know which committee they're on, what package they are, what issue they're pushing, and all of that stuff.
All right, just as a point, while BAI was playing a fundraising, Gary Noel was asked on his PR, Progressive Radio Network, was asking his audience to become BAI buddies. So you might want to put that in the big up for Gary category. Is there a list of wealthy people that people can do outreach to?
What do you mean? Well, I don't understand the Gary part. Gary thought that this reaching out to those people and the PSAs and then the discussion in part was a great idea. I mean, if he felt that he would do it for himself, if he was he's not in the category of the 501c3 thing. So, but he thought that was a great idea. For example,
no, I'm saying what I'm saying is he did outreach on his network to ask people to become BAI buddies today while we were doing fundraising using him. What I want to know is, all right, let me move on to the next question really quickly. I did outreach to Park Slope Co-op. If they get back to me, would you consider them as a as a possible
if they get
PSA?
Back to you, I will put on a suit or whatever I need to put on and go meet with them with you.
Not with me, with you. You're good at that. All right. Oh, could the engineers, when they're doing fundraising, putting the 212-209-2950, put a financial figure on what we raised the hour before, doesn't have to be exact, and what we need for the next hour in order to keep the radio station on the air?
You're saying that our producers are allowed to bleed into the next hour when they...
No, what I'm asking is, when the board ops ask people to donate money, I think it would be more effective if you put a dollar figure on. We raised $2,000 the last hour. We need $2,000 the next hour. And you can do that by 212-209-2950 or WBAI.org or whatever. Put a figure on it. Put an emergency on it so that people understand we're still 3 months behind in both places, and we need to be ahead. We need to get you to ask your friends and family to listen to the station so that we can raise more money for the PSA and offer that time. Because I've been listening to the NET and NYC. They're doing crazy stuff, and they're devoting less time to New York and the world than WBAI, who's working with no money. So what I'm suggesting is, if you allow the population to understand the challenge, and ask them to spread what the need with specifics, I think you'll raise more money.
Okay.
Okay. So,
Berthold. Okay, Berthold. I think we've had enough of this back and forth, and we have, and time is being called. Okay.
Stack, please, Robert.
Okay, 1 second. And so time has just been called, and so we do have one person who was on the stack here. So if somebody wants to make a motion to extend, that would be the time to do it.
I make a motion to extend for 3 minutes.
Okay.
Did we lose the chair?
No, there's a motion to extend for 3 minutes. Is there somebody I suspect who wants to make it longer? Of course.
Can anyone hear me? Move to extend for 7 minutes.
Okay.
Is there someone on the stack? And I have a question.
Yeah, I'd like to go on the stack too.
Got to go 15.
Okay, so we have a motion to make it 3 minutes, and we have an amendment to make that 7 minutes. So these are not debatable. So we go to the 7 minutes. The amendment would make.
I withdraw my three.
No, hold on. Let's just do this in an orderly way. Okay, there's an amendment to make it 7 minutes. Is there any objection to making it 7 minutes?
I object.
Okay. Okay. 1 second. We'll go to this. Okay. Okay, the motion, the amendment is to make the motion extend the time for 7 minutes, not 3 minutes. Please answer up when you hear your name, Jack DePalma. Dim Dingman.
Yes, here I am. Thank you.
You're voting yes.
Oh, no, I don't know what I'm voting on.
Jack DePalma, how do you vote?
This is to extend the time.
This is to extend. This is the amendment to make it 7 minutes, not 3 minutes. I'll come back.
No.
Jim Dingman.
Yes. Yes.
Bruce Grief.
Yes.
John Hoffman.
Yes.
All right, we have got an enormous amount of building noise on here. And, okay. Somebody, okay. Please mute yourself or just don't make a lot of noise while you're on here. Noel Jameson.
Yes.
R. Paul Martin. Yes. Mario Mastrandrea.
Yes.
Matt Mazza.
Yes.
Carolyn McIntyre.
No.
Daryl McPherson.
Yes.
That's a no?
Yes.
That's a yes from Daryl McPherson. Okay. Allie Murphy. Berthold Reimers. Berthold. Abstain. Serene Roberts.
Yes.
James Sagerton.
Yes.
Jeffrey Stern. Yeah, he's driving. Neil Voss?
Yes, I'm sorry.
Okay, Stern says yes. Neil Voss? Michael D.D. White?
I'm changing my vote to no.
M.K. Williams?
Yes.
Okay, going back up. Jack DePalma?
Yes and no.
Yes or no? Which do you vote?
No.
No. Negative. Okay. All right. So, is Allie Murphy here? Is Neil Voss here? Okay. 12-4. 3 against, 1 abstention. So that thing, that amendment passes. And now we have to, is there any, so that makes the main motion to extend the item by 7 minutes. Is there any objection to passing the main motion, which is now to make, to extend the item by 7 minutes? Hearing none. It's extended by 7 minutes. Mr. Timekeeper, I make it 20:34. Okay, the next person on is Mario.
Yes. Okay, is Berto there?
Just go, Mario.
How
many minutes does each person on the staff get?
Mario, just go.
Well, the question is to Berthold.
Well, if he's not here, he's not here. Just, you know, come on.
Why wouldn't I be here?
Okay, because I need your answer. Okay, these consultants, I asked you as a member of this committee a few meetings ago to give us a list of the consultants. You're not allowed to keep them anonymous. It would be like you not putting the Verizon bill on the report. I've been a consultant. I've talked to accountants who I had to deal with as a consultant.
What's the question?
The consultant, it's a question and information. You do not get a pass saying you don't know what you're doing. You have a background that you described for years in finance and bookkeeping, and you know very well that consultants cannot just get a check. They have to submit a bill. They have to submit an invoice. And if you don't, if it's not, and you just cut them a check and you put consultants, you still have to fill out a form and report that to the IRS, and it has to be in the bookkeeping. That said person is a consultant. Joe Schmo, Jane Smith.
I'd like to answer. Instead of lecturing me, why don't you ask me if it's supposed to be a bill? Instead of lecturing me, why don't you ask me?
All the people who consult, all of them, have they submitted an invoice, and where does that invoice go? Does it ultimately go to Pacifica?
Yeah, of course it does.
Okay, so you're telling me that the IRS is in full knowledge that all the consultants for the 10 years and coming into present, that this is all up and up and documented, that all these consultants have submitted bills and the IRS knows who they are. So why are you keeping it a secret from the committee of who these people are?
If you pay somebody money, you give them a 1099. Of course you do. I mean, that's not even a question.
1099 is not a consultant.
Second, it's Alpo maybe would be able to answer that. You know, diverging people's names has always been something at Pacifica that cannot be done. I mean, the paid
if
management.
If they're on a salary.
Yeah.
If they're salaried.
Mario,
so you're telling me the truth.
Mario, please don't.
People,
if he's answering you, please don't start going in the middle. Otherwise, this will never end.
I object to this kind of badgering. I, as a point of order, I object to this kind of badgering and demeaning behavior.
Okay,
Mario doesn't know how to do it any other way. Yeah.
Okay, well, again, as my final statement, Mr. Chair,
the National Finance Committee has a list of all the payments to the consultant line or the consultant job description, and they can have access
to the consultants if they want to, but they usually would like to, those to go to the PNB because the National Finance Committee, I don't know. But can you confirm, Harpal, that I did submit that to the National Finance Committee, and it's not a big deal?
Too many people yelling. Confirming exactly what, Bertold?
I give a list of all the consultants.
Yes, you gave it to the NFC, yes.
Yes.
As far as I know, you gave a list of the consultants to the NFC.
And you know that, Bertold, you're not allowed to withhold it from the Finance Committee.
I object to this ongoing, continued, demeaning behavior.
That's a question, my dear.
I ask the chair of this committee not allow one person to continue to a line of questioning that is more like an attack, and it is, does nothing to help WBAI or Pacifica.
Okay. Here's the deal. People get to ask their questions. I wish they would do it in a what I consider a better way, but this is the way they're doing it. And asking management a question, I think, is legal and allowable. And the thing is, I wish people would simply get to points and let that be it. Okay, so I'm ruling.
But when somebody asks a question and it's answered, they don't get to keep asking questions over and over and turn it into badgering.
Well, maybe it's badgering. Maybe it's badgering. Maybe they just don't understand. Not everybody understands as well as everybody else.
Okay. Mr. Chair, may I be recognized for 30 seconds or less?
How much time is left?
Mr. Chair, I'm glad that you are in full understanding of this. Maybe I could have lasered the question, but I think I got them out. They are noted. The general manager, there's people on the LSB on this committee who are listening, so they are on notice that this is to stop, cease and desist. We need a list of who these consultants are, and so that we could find out if this is truly being
So what's happening is, Mario, what's happening is, Mario, you're asking the general manager to send us a list of all consultants, okay? All right, so you've asked them, and there is that.
Paul, can I ask you a question?
34 for 7-7. Okay. Who's this?
This is Jack. There must be about a minute left, I guess.
De Palma. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Am I not on the stack? Hello?
Oh, okay. You'll be next.
Serene was on the stack before anybody else was on the stack.
Oh, I'm sorry. Mario just took everything away. I'm sorry. I apologize. Serene can go if she likes.
Took everything away. Okay.
All right. Who figures they're on the stack right now? Serene Roberts? Who else?
I'd like to be on the stack for just 1 minute.
Anybody else besides Serene Roberts? De Palma. Okay, Serene Roberts, go ahead. We need a motion to extend the time for this item. Anybody want to make a motion?
Move to extend 4 minutes.
So any extension, any objection to extending by 4 minutes? Hearing none, it's passed without objection. Mr. Timekeeper, I make it 2041. Serene Roberts, go ahead.
Okay, I'm sorry I missed both the Treasurer's report and the GM's report. I'll have to catch up. But I have a question as to whether the budget in whatever condition was that was last discussed on the NFC, I guess about 2 weeks ago, when that will be sent to this committee. I understand we no longer get a vote because the LSB decided not to vote on the budget, so it's gone on to the NFC, but there's no reason why we should not be provided with a copy of the budget as it stands now. When can we expect that, please?
I will send it tonight. I'm sorry. And I will highlight with the highlights of the modifications.
Is it the year over year that was being discussed? Or
Yeah, it would be the things that were being discussed.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Are you done?
Yep, thanks.
Okay. Next is Jack DePalma. Go ahead.
Yeah, Bartol, it was just like a comment, really, or actually an observation. Since the people that are being hired to do consulting work are talented at fundraising, to say it like that, their special talent, and I think Mary can understand that sometimes people that are, not necessarily putting in an hourly time, punch a time clock, I guess is the metaphor. And I'm assuming that all the things that have to be taken care of, meaning 1099s or whatever is the way the tax arrangements are done for these consultants, I'm going to call them what, even though we all know that sometimes there are people that are special, so you put them special. And that's why I guess their talent is what makes them special. But that whole idea is really very common throughout the business world. And I think for a lot of years, because we do have employees, obviously a board office employees.
Oh, my God.
Thank you very much.
All right. What the hell was that?
There are other people that are hired for their talent. Thank you. Thank you all, Paul. Well, I'll say goodnight.
I'm sorry. Somebody had like a car horn right in here. All right.
Yeah, it sounded like a feedback.
People, if you have a phone that you can mute, please mute it if you're not on, especially if you're out where horns are honking. All right. Let me get back. Okay. So that was that. We let's see. We made 4 minutes. So we have like maybe 1 minute left. Does anybody want something
for 1 minute? You're right. It's 1 minute.
Right. Who? Anybody want to, or do we go on to the next thing?
Paul, I think I should answer the question that asking for the consultants is actually proprietary information. So really we're not entitled to that, are we?
In my opinion, we get to know who the consultants are.
Correct. I thought that was proprietary information.
No, it is not.
Okay.
Probably. I can imagine some places where who the consultants are would be proprietary, but that would not be, I think, for a radio station. Okay.
Right, time.
Okay, time is up. Unless somebody wants to make a motion to extend this, we will go to the next item, which is extend next meeting date. No. It's to set next meeting date, not to extend the meeting date, but to set it. Okay, let's look at this. I need to look at this better than I did last time, because last time I didn't notice that I had a ghost someplace early this morning and do bothersome things. So, let's see. We can try. I would say the choices would be March 1st or March 15th. March 15th would allow us to be on after a National Finance Committee meeting. So, and also after the LSB meeting. So maybe that's an idea. I'll make that. We'll see what people want to do. I move we meet next on March 15th. Let me look at it again and eyeball it so I don't end up in the hospital with saying, I wish I didn't have a meeting tonight. All right, March 15th. I move that we meet next on March 15th at 7 p.m. as usual, like this. Is there any debate on that? Hearing none. Is there any objection to meeting next on March 15th? Hearing none. Passed without objection. And right now, I need to take care of this other thing again. And let's see. Is Allie Murphy here? No. Is Neil Voss here? No. And then I need to read this thing. And while attendees at any WBAI meeting are not required to identify themselves, anyone who wants to become a member of the committee must sign the sign-in sheet at 3 consecutive committee meetings in order to become a member. It is the policy of the WBAI local station board that for the local finance committee that the sole criterion for establishing attendance at meetings to become a member of the local finance committee shall be the signing in on the official sign-in sheet of that meeting. For these electronic meetings, it is sufficient that the prospective member let the chair know their name and that they are present during the meeting. The PNB has passed a motion that, quote, only those affiliated for voting purposes with a particular local station and only that local station may serve as voting members of a committee of that local station board. And so I ask, is there anybody on this call who wants to become a member and is not a member yet? If so, please tell me your name right now. Okay, I don't hear anybody giving their names for this, so we have that. All right, next we go to new business. Okay, new business.
Excuse me, when is public comment, please?
Okay. Formal public comment doesn't occur because we let everybody talk. If you want
to
say something, I suppose you could do it right now if you want.
Thank you, Art Paul. I am Bella DeSoto from KPFK. Thank you very much. I want to point out I have been a bookkeeper many years, and the procedure is that every single outside contractor or independent contractor must receive a 1099 at the end of the year if they have received compensation over $600. If you are not keeping track of that, and I understand that you do bookkeeping in your QuickBooks program, and I happen to be an expert with QuickBooks, QuickBooks is the best program to keep track of that, and I can certainly train you how to start keeping track of all those people within the module that is designed for outside contractors. You let me know. Thank you very much. If that's not being done, that is a violation of the IRS and everything else. Thank you.
Everything else? Okay. All right. One second. Okay. New business. Let me say, people get to speak up here. So we don't have formal public comment agenda item because people get to come in and speak. A bunch of the people speaking here tonight are not members of the LSB, so there it is. All right. Does anybody – I had something. What was I looking at? Okay. Damn it. Okay.
Hello, I'm on Stack.
So, who's this?
I just wanted to go on Stack. Anonymous,
okay. Go ahead, Anon. You have something for new business.
I just wanted to apologize for my poor timing in asking the question earlier. I didn't realize that it was questioned specifically time for the treasurer report questions.
Okay.
So, thank you. Sorry about that.
That's all right. Not a big problem here. All right. Well, I had a thought to do something, but my aging brain let it fall out somewhere. All right. Anybody have any new business? If not, does anybody have a motion to adjourn?
Mario question about new business.
Okay, Mario, go ahead. Somebody
adjourn.
It's a question. Can you define what the parameters of new business would be?
Almost anything, including a motion to adjourn, which I think somebody just made.
Move to adjourn. I made it.
Well, I
okay.
just want to say, I just want to clarify then. Can I clarify something?
No. Look,
okay.
You've
okay.
been to these meetings for years.
Well,
all right?
I
so somebody just made a motion.
Oh, okay. Well, I was talking, and then they made the motion.
Yeah, well, you didn't get recognized, did you? But I let you go a little bit.
No, I mean...
All right.
Okay.
Talking is not a motion.
I just want to point out.
Hold on, I'm choking to death here, all right?
The point of information.
Yeah, God. I was the one that wasn't feeling well.
It's a point of information. Bertold, you suggested...
Mario, motion on the floor is to adjourn.
But I was
Is there any objection to adjourning?
Well, I had one comment I'd like to make. This is Matt.
Is there any objection to adjourning?
Well, I'm not going to object. I'm not going to play that game.
It's
pointing something that already took place. That's all.
Yeah, Mario.
It doesn't matter.
I will ask once again if there's any objection to adjourning right now. Hearing none, motion passes.
I think what Matt has to say.
Hearing none, the
Matt
motion passes,
wait.
And we are adjourned.
Thank you very
good
much.
Night.
Thank you.
Matt.
I'm always amazed at the resilience of
thank
the management
you.
And staff and how much they do with so few and little resources and how much they do in spite of all of the demeaning behavior. Good night, everybody.
Oh, I think that's McIntyre.
Okay, folks. That's it. Meeting's over. Thanks a lot, and we'll see you on March 15th. Bye-bye.